Yes, sir. We back. Another year in the books.
A hiatus is over. We heard you and we are back.
Hey, man, it's good to be back, man.
Pardon me for trying to get a little beach in my life, man.
Yeah, we had to get away.
Yeah,
man. I had to get away for the new year, man. A little vacay.
And if I disappear again, I'm in the St. Thomas. In one of those houses in the hills that looked it real good from the port.
Need that.
Yes.
So, how was the new year, man?
It was fantastic, man. I got to spend the New Year's in Bahamas. I got to spend a couple of days for that in the Virgin Islands. The American Virgin Islands. No fuck with the British Virgin Islands, man. Because look, they ain't really fucking with us, man.
Nah, that's some
they ain't really fucking with black people.
Damn, come
like
on,
the word then got out that American blacks ain't really to be fucked with in outside countries. So y'all watch yourself when y'all over there. Luckily, I know how to handle myself. I was able to move around real good. Got what I needed when I was over there, man. Shout out to my cab driver. And it was cool, though. It was cool.
What about Virgin Island Uber driver?
Nah, they ain't fucking with Uber. Funny story. We was on the tour with my cousin. She was like, y'all ain't heard of Uber? And he was like, Uber, what's that? The nigga named driving was Captain Kirk.
No yeah. fucking
right.
way.
Black dude from the Bahamas named Captain Kirk. Right.
Nah.
So she was like, if you ain't heard of Uber, buddy, get ready to be put out of work in about 2 or 3 years because they coming. And you're not going to be driving this cab for long.
Going to get switched.
Yeah, it was a nice time with the family, nice time with the girl. It was good, man. It was nice.
That's what's up, man. By the way.
What you do for the new year, man? Don't try to slide that shit out.
Oh, yeah, nah. New year, man, I went to, me and the wife, we went out to eat, went to the symphony. It was pretty dope.
Nice. What was the symphony talking about?
Man, it was on point as always. Man, it's like the second, third time we done went.
Man, they keep calling fucking me, man.
Dude.
I went once.
They will blow your
Bruh,
phone
they call
up,
you.
Dog.
Listen, if you go to the symphony, give them a fake number.
Yes,
they
don't call, give me your number.
They're going to call your phone once a week. Hey, we got this new show. Look, if I wanted to come to the symphony, I would have booked my ticket and came like I did last time. I don't need you calling me.
They blow your phone up like Sally,
man. Man, look, though, they be nice, though. So
yeah,
you really can't
nice.
Just hang up on them.
Tough.
It's crazy.
I just don't answer. I learned that early in the game.
True, true.
But yeah, for those who don't know, who just like, who are these two motherfuckers talking about shit?
Yep.
It's On Day TV Hip Hop Podcast. I am Animal Brown.
Yes, I am Spike Lou. This is the hip hop podcast of the world. We the only ones that give you the latest and greatest in hip hop with our opinions. Hey, we appreciate the love we've been getting, man.
Absolutely.
We've been posting it up. If we missed any, we sorry. We're going to try to post yours too. But keep giving us the love. We'll keep posting it. As you're giving us that love, man, if you're on iTunes, rate, subscribe the podcast. Rate, go to it. It say subscribe. Then you have a little rate button.
Yep.
Give us 5 stars. Shit, give us 1 star. But let us know what you think.
Please.
That way iTunes know we doing work over here, right?
Absolutely, man. And, of course, follow the show pages, man, at On Deck TV on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes. Yes. And also, we got other shows.
Yes.
This is a network. Full Sport Press. My man Jay Ho, my man Coach Locke, my guy Howeezy on the boards. They doing work. They giving you the latest in sports.
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
Except this Monday. They took a week off.
Like we did. We gave them the permission to take the week off. We got permission from the higher ups, man. Everybody needed a vacation, man. We had to come back. You know, LeBron took his sabbatical. We took our little sabbaticals, man. We put some shots up. I was even told I got a cooler tan on the glow to me, you know. So I'm black, so I don't know how I got that tan. But, you know, we doing it.
Yeah, man. Y'all be on the lookout next week, FSP 100th episode.
Wow.
Crazy.
I remember when they started.
I do, too.
And Coach Locke couldn't get nothing right. Nah, shout out to Coach Locke.
How easy wasn't even there yet.
How easy wasn't even there? Yeah, he wasn't even there. But shout out to Coach Locke, man. Great job on you this year, man. Great job to Jay this year. Great job to Locke this year, man. Y'all did a fantastic job.
Absolutely,
proud to
man.
Have you a part of the network.
And last but not least, man, shout out to Ladies Room.
Yes.
Check out their new joint. It is up. The latest joint is up now. I don't know when they got a new one. I got to hit Rizzo up, man, because we need a new one. The streets need a new Ladies Room out here, man.
Rizzo out there, though. She snooped down in my text today and spell corrected me on some shit that I put on Facebook. So Rizzo out there lurking. Rizzo, she big brother. Rizzo is big brother. She definitely said, hey, you spelled this wrong in your post. She might want to correct that before you look like an ass.
The eye in the sky.
She is the eye in the sky. That's New York, though.
Good looking, Rizzo.
Straight in NY. Appreciate that.
All right, let's get to this money, man, as we always do. We talk this rap shit.
What stuck out? What came out?
Well, we're talking about the news from this week?
Yes, what's the news? What's the tea?
Dude, this Tiger situation, I could not wait to talk about
this.
You're
more into this Tiger thing than I am, though.
This shit is fucking hilarious. Okay, so Tiger Allegedly.
Wait. Before you get into Tiger.
Okay.
I had a revelation today.
What's that? You like his music now?
Negative. That would never happen. Ever. So I was talking to my homies. And these are my day ones.
For sure.
And they was like, I said, man, I might have to go on, you know, start putting a little weight on, up in my little gym regimen, because everybody feel like I got a problem with Tiger.
You do be going in on Tiger.
For no reason. I didn't know that. I'm oblivious to the fact. I'm just calling it like I see it.
You call him Tigger, say his name wrong.
Hey, man. I seen the dude in 90 degree weather in gloves, a scarf,
a bubble coat,
and a beanie, and a bubble coat with long jeans.
What are you supposed to think?
I don't have much to go off of after that, man. Now, Tiger not a big dude. I ain't saying that I'm a credible Hulk out here, but they ain't going to take much work. So I hope he don't got a problem, because I'm ready for it. I am ready for it. We have started preparing, because a lot of people telling me I'm going in on Tiger and he might have a problem. But I'm ready for that. But we can go ahead.
Now, this story, he got another problem on his hands right now. OK Magazine reported with him on the front with an unnamed 14-year-old that he has a new lover, and she's 14.
14? Whoa,
yes,
stop.
He has a new lover, according to text messages and IG posts and all this type of shit.
So we Tiger Kelly?
Exactly.
Oh.
So, allegedly, he sends a chick a D. He slides in the DMs of a 14-year-old.
Watch them DMs, folks.
And
it does not go down in the DM, contrary to popular belief.
Listen, no, it does not. My DMs are
Yo
ghost.
Gotti is lying.
Ghost
He's
yarn.
Lying. I'm at, my, Yo Gotti DMs might be going down.
Tiger's going down too, down in age.
Down in the system.
He going from, he going down.
We go down the drain.
Down in court.
Yeah.
So he reached out to this chick and got a number, and they started texting, and he kept asking her to FaceTime. Now, the chick has now come out because OK Magazine has apparently ruined her life. Her name is Molly. She held a press conference.
Did it ruin her life? Because she's holding a press conference.
She's so depressed now. She held a press conference. We have to play this clip from the press conference. It has to be heard to believe.
I'm very upset that a story about Tyga, Kylie Jenner, and me was published in OK Magazine. And I want people to know the truth. The truth is that Tyga contacted me first. He direct messaged me on Instagram. I knew who he was, but I was surprised that he was contacting me. I thought that it could possibly be about my music, but he did not mention that in his initial communication. I thought that was strange, but I was thinking he would bring it up in his next message to me. However, he didn't mention it in the next message. I began to feel uncomfortable when he asked me to FaceTime with him. He asked me to FaceTime 3 times, but I didn't do it. Because of my discomfort with why he wanted to communicate with me, I quickly stopped responding. I'm speaking out today because I don't want what happened to me to happen to any other young girl.
I don't know where to start with
I have
that.
So many problems.
Dude.
Who is the lady hugging her? If y'all ain't seen the clip, go look at the clip.
Please.
And peep the lawyer hugging her for the empathy votes.
That's her representative.
That's her lawyer. Let's get this clear right now. That's her lawyer.
Well, she had the. Who wrote that statement? Because it wasn't
the
her.
The lawyer. The lawyer.
Okay, so the lawyer wrote the statement.
End game here.
What's the end game? Please
gonna,
tell me that.
We're going to sue Tiger for emotional distress.
Wow.
He came after my underage daughter and continuously asked her to FaceTime him.
Yep. Badgered her.
If you're Tiger,
right?
I was hacked.
She's okay. No, he came out.
I was hacked.
No. A statement came out.
What did he say?
He said that he was reaching out to her for her voice.
Fuck that.
She's a singer and aspiring model.
Listen, man. If I'm Tiger, I don't even know her. I don't run my social media. Whoever it was trying to get at her, I'm not sure.
That's
who
my
it
little
was.
Nephew.
I got a team of people. My nephew's 14. He tweets for me. Shit, he might have been trying to get in. Come on, Tiger. Just if I go in on him, this is the reason. When you grow up in the valley, you don't have excuses like this.
Yeah, you should know better.
Were you from South Nashville? Hey, I don't know what the fuck was going on, dog.
I don't know her.
My little cousin had the phone. Shit, somebody stole my phone, actually. I don't know where that shit came from.
I just got my new one in yesterday.
And why is she holding press conferences?
No, hold on. That's okay. Number one. Why is she holding a press conference like it's Jordan retiring from basketball for the second time?
We don't know you. We don't care if you're emotionally distressed. We don't even care if Tiger made you emotionally distressed. He's nobody too.
Who is OK Magazine? What is that? Who read that headline? Tell me what OK Magazine is. Where do they sell that at?
In my opinion. In my opinion.
Yep.
Tiger's doing all of this. Only way he can stay relevant. The only way he can stay relevant, dude. I got to date Kylie Jenner. I gotta
run with this underage girl thing.
Like, what are you doing? When's the last song you heard from Tiger? All it is this shit.
That's true.
Get lost, bro.
Dude.
Get lost, man.
A press conference?
He needs to get lost, man.
What is this, Magic announcing he got AIDS?
How much did he pay her?
He gonna end up paying her, though. Or the magazine is.
He's paid her already to stir up this bullshit.
That shit crazy. Did she look for it?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
I'm just checking.
But that ain't even an excuse.
No, it's not. I just wanted to know if she looked 14.
Like, if you're Tiger, why are you reaching out to bitches like that in your DM, though?
How did they get the pictures?
Why am I reaching out to a 14-year-old girl with a good voice on like, if I'm Tiger, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm in L.A. I can find those bitches in the restaurants, dude. Everyone that's a waiter is a singer in L.A. or a model. I've been there. I know. Come on, dude. Yeah, I'm reaching out on Twitter, though. Like, what were you doing? Don't he got kids?
No, Tiger ain't got,
he ain't
no kids.
He got kids with Kylie.
No.
He got enough
time. I mean, he dated a kid. Badoon-ting.
He ain't got enough time to be reaching out to 14-year-olds on Twitter. Like, I just don't understand that.
Yeah, it's plenty of other grown women he can slide, dude, in their DMs and get popping.
Come on, man.
He tripping.
And they will fly out on their own dime. You ain't got to spend no money.
That's your man's.
Yeah, I don't know him.
All right. Okay, update on the Shy Glizzy chain getting snatched incident that happened in 2015.
Okay.
At the very end.
Okay.
So we talked about this on the last episode. Somehow, some way, in Memphis, his chain got magically lifted off of his neck and into hand of some goons.
No, shots went in the air. Chaos ensued.
Right.
Niggas targeted him, knew where he was at, took his chain, left.
Okay, so that's how it went down. So apparently he got his chain back. How did he get his chain, you ask? It got bought back. Did he buy it back? No, he didn't buy it back. Yo Gotti's artist, black youngster, who was just on the Breakfast Club with Yo Gotti about 2 weeks ago, he bought it back for $10,000. Went to the hood. I'm talking about, the hood in Memphis, nigga.
Memphis hood, right.
Pulled up in the Lamb or so Ferrari. I couldn't tell what that was.
This dude that's Yo Gotti's artist, he's from Memphis, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. So he pulled up in the hood. It was 30 to 45 goons out there. And I counted 30. I lost count after that.
And he pulled up by himself.
He pulled up Dolo in What's the Lambo.
Name? What's his name? Black?
Black Youngster.
Black Youngster. Okay.
$10,000 in cash.
Okay.
Tells the little homie out there, I guess the head dude who's been barking on Instagram. He said, look, bro, I fuck with Shy Glizzy. I got business with him. I don't know what problems y'all got, but I fuck with him. Y'all fuck with me. So let me go ahead and let's do this and just squash it. They wanted $50,000 for the chain. He gave them $10,000.
It's not a $50,000 chain.
Shy Glizzy goes on Instagram with his chain back in hand and flexes, rapping the lyrics to his diss song that he put out against him. Now, who wins, who loses in this situation?
Okay. All right. Let's break this down point for point.
For sure.
If I'm Shy Glizzy.
Yep.
I need another nigga. I don't know who $10,000 it is. But I'm gonna assume it's not Shy Glizzy's $10,000 since he was nowhere around when the money was exchanged.
Right.
So one, you ain't got $10,000 to get your chain back.
Mm.
Two, you go to Instagram because you feel like it's important for people to know
that you got your
chain. That you got your chain back, and you have a diss song about some niggas who you couldn't even show your face to. Like this,
those Yo two God, L's people.
Yo Gotti artist pulled up by himself.
Dolo.
With $10,000 on him
in the Lamb,
against some niggas who were air quote goons.
They had straps on deck.
I'm in a Lambo. I got 10 racks on me, and I'm pulling off with a big boy chain.
Right.
He didn't have no issues. Shy Glizzy does not see the problem here. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm gonna be honest. Like, you can't talk shit on Instagram like you went in the hood yourself
point,
and got the chain.
Yeah, at this point, Shy Glizzy, whatever you good at, whether it's hooks, little funny bars, the funeral song where you died, man, funeral, like,
right.
Stick to that. Because like, all the street shit is over.
Now, hey, listen. You can't, though. If you listen to Shy Glizzy, he's talking that street
shit. But you cannot. Like, at least you got to show up with the nigga.
Nah, like, that wouldn't happen.
You got to, though. If you're going to speak on it again, If yeah. I'm ever gonna say anything about my chain again, I gotta show up. I at least gotta sit in the lamb while he get out and get my shit. Like, come on.
Ain't no way.
You were nowhere to be found. You was in the DMV.
Chilling.
It don't work, man. And much shouts out to Yo Gotti.
Yeah.
For getting his name in
there. That was nice. Real yeah, nice.
Floating all out. This my artist, nigga.
Right.
And this how much
nice.
Pull I got in Memphis, nigga. I know he going nowhere in my lamb and ain't nothing finna happen to do. So this is me pulling the big boy stuff. This add to the aura of the Yo Gotti's legend.
But that was Black Youngster Kai, because he bought that. There was a video up a couple of months ago. He bought that for him
even,
as a signing
even
bonus.
Better. If I'm Yo Gotti and yep. I got an artist that got his own Lambo that's big enough to pull up in the hood with 10 racks, get another nigga chain back who ain't on our label, that's my nigga. So shout out
he's
to
the
Gotti.
Winner.
He the winner. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gotti is the winner yeah, overall.
For sure.
This black kid.
Black youngster. He won too.
I ain't heard his music.
Okay.
What
me
his
neither.
Music
I haven't either.
He ain't got, like he should have came out with a single that night. Like
absolutely.
I would have made a video. He should have made a video right there.
Speaking of video,
I would have made a video.
There was a guy filming the entire exchange.
Which is ridiculous.
He got shouts out from everybody that was out
there.
It shows
to where we at in society.
He got shouts out from everybody that was out there. Everybody that had straps flashed them.
How'd the conversation go?
Hey, black youngster?
Hey, bro, I'm finna go pick up Shy Glizzard chain. You got the camera roll with me.
Nah, but it wasn't his people.
Oh, it was the niggas that was out there.
It was the goon people.
Okay, breaking news. The niggas were arrested.
Yes.
The niggas with the chain that got the $10,000 were arrested
about
by
three
Memphis
days
police.
Later.
3 days. What was the charge?
They kicked in the door, dual crib, got money, some drugs. Like, bruh, it was the main dude who was on Instagram.
Did they not
the
think
chain.
That was going to happen? Like, do people think police don't got Instagrams?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, I'm on Instagram with your chain. Then I'm going to put the video on Instagram with a nigga paying me to get your chain back. And I have posts saying I took your chain and you're weak. You think ain't nothing going to happen from that dude? It's... Right, come on.
Nah, we gotta think. We just gotta think a little bit farther ahead.
Okay.
That's all. Just think before you do some shit like that. We don't need video of the exchange.
No.
We don't need it, dude.
I ain't even got to put no shit on Instagram letting the nigga know I got Shy Glizzy chain. I just need to reach out to the nigga that got them 10,000 and say, hey, this is where we are. Ain't no cameras. Drop them 10 racks off. Here go the chain. Put them 10 towards your music.
That's it.
Or hustling or whatever it is you do, my nigga. But now you in jail.
But no face, no case, though.
Yeah, niggas is... Instagram has ruined people's life.
I agree 1,000%.
Instagram is crazy. Like, people take Instagram for real.
Like, it's the word, man. Like it's the law.
Instagram is not real, dude.
It ain't.
God, it's
going to
get you locked up. Or food.
News flash.
Come on, man.
All right, man. Moving on to my guy, Kid Cudi.
Finally. We get your guy, because it definitely ain't my guy.
Now, Kid Cudi, man, did something cool, man, the other day. He tweeted out,
nerd alert,
anybody in Glendale near theater, whatever the fuck the name of the theater is in Glendale, California. He said, who wants to see Star Wars with me? I've seen it twice. I want to see it a third time. I bought the whole theater. Anybody that wants to come down here. We got 200 seats. First 200, you in. I'm signing autographs, taking pictures, whole nine on me. So 200 people promptly showed up. He signed autographs, took pictures, did the whole nine.
This don't make up for none. Kid Cudi than the bitch made in the future.
This don't make up for his 2015 shot to Lupe.
No, this don't make up for the Lupe shit. He shot out to somebody else too. It was somebody else he had a problem with, right? Or was it just him and Lupe going back?
Nah,
it
might have just been him and Lupe, because he went at Lupe
was,
all year.
Yeah, first
long.
It was about the shoes and it was about the verses.
Yeah, because Lupe was charging for verses.
Man, get out of here, man.
Nah, listen, this was.
But I will disclaim it and say I'm not a Kid Cudi fan. I'm a fan of his acting. He's a great actor.
Entourage.
Yeah, but I ain't.
How to Make It in America.
I'm not.
But I thought this was a cool, like, this is kind of J. Cole type of thing.
Nah, I mean, but everybody do this, though. Just don't get.
No.
Like, yeah.
No. Everybody does not say, hey, let's come to the movies.
Okay.
Y'all fuck with me at the movies.
Not rappers, but I done seen Chad Johnson do it a lot.
You're right, I did see that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
I didn't see him and invite a lot of people out to dinner. Yeah, I got y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm in
That's
Miami,
true.
This is where I'm at. I just ain't trying to get Kid Cudi no props. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
You sound like a hater.
Hey, if that's what you want to call it, man. He a great actor.
Somebody, listen.
Great actor.
Somebody tweeted a picture of the ticket that he signed. The tickets were $18. Nah, listen.
18 times 200, what's that, $36?
Woo.
$3,600?
I haven't been to the movies in a while.
Kid Cudi got that. It ain't but $3,000.
How long have tickets been $18 for the movies, dude? Is that a Cali thing? What is that?
Nah, tickets $18 strong.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, that movie better be
You go to the movies all the time, though.
But I ain't been lately, and it wasn't. I swear it wasn't 18 last time I went.
It is Cali, though, too. You're right.
18?
Last time I went down here at Phipps, it was, I paid $14.
Oh, damn, that's right. We did see Entourage at Phipps.
Yeah, we paid $14.
Damn, Phipps. It was 14?
Yes, sir.
They caught me slipping. I just handed the goddamn card.
That's how they do in Atlanta.
Wow.
That's how they do in Atlanta. How much valet? Are you good? You get that. Hondon?
Come on, man. Hey, real quick, about the movies. I finally saw Chi-Raq. I downloaded it.
Here you go shitting on my boy.
No, hold on. I ain't even saying nothing.
You shitting on him. I seen your post, nigga. You have social media, nigga. I seen your post.
And that shit was fucking garbage.
What was garbage about it? Okay. Did you see the breaks?
I watched half of the breaks.
That was garbage, too.
Breaks was killing it.
But it was garbage.
Killing it.
Say it wasn't garbage, though.
What I saw, I liked.
Are you lying, fuck?
What I saw, I liked.
They had cell phones in the breaks, dude. That was the 80s.
I had a cell phone in the 80s. You did not. That's how I was moving.
You had hair in the 80s. That's about it.
That was the last time I had that shit.
That was about
it. No, but the Chi-Raq. This, again, I'm not a Spike Lee fan. I watched it with my old lady. She is a Spike Lee fan. She's got all of his old whack ass movies. She's got all of them.
Hey, what?
We watched it.
Come on.
38 minutes in, we turned it off.
What was wrong with it?
They talked in verse. Exactly.
Like
they in like, rhyme.
Like a musical?
Like no, they talked and everything rhymed.
What was the movie that came on MTV that was like a hip hop musical? You know,
hip hopper.
It had Beyonce in there.
Yeah, something the hip hopera. Some shit. Yeah. I forgot the name.
Was it like that?
No. No, I'm saying they were talking. Okay. You remember Romeo and Juliet
right.
with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. I ain't going to say that. Okay, so if I say, hey, man, let's go to the store, but I'm tired, I don't want to go no more. That's how the dialogue was.
And then I'd be like.
It was in rhyme.
And then I'd be like, oh, okay, we ain't going to the store. Let's go chill and sit in your house on the floor.
Exactly.
Bullshit.
That was the dialogue.
I don't believe that.
It was fucking garbage, dude.
I need to call my boy Spike, man. I need to get him on the line.
Disown him as a friend.
No. We got some ideas in the works, man. I need to call him.
No. Because he championed this shit. Talking about he trying to save lives. I couldn't make it through the movie. We both looked at each other like, man, we got to turn this shit off. I couldn't finish it.
What was so bad about it, though, other than the dialogue?
That was trash. Okay, I'm going to tell
you. Was it a good storyline?
Opening scene.
Uh-huh.
Nick Cannon is performing.
Oh, okay. Well, you're Nick Cannon. You gave me all I needed right there.
No shirt, tattoos,
nah, okay.
Flagged
I'm done.
Up.
I'm done. You good?
Flagged
you're good.
Up.
You're good.
Double cup in his hand. Rapping like the Migos, dude. I'm like, man, come the fuck
not,
on,
not
man.
Mariah Carey Nick Cannon.
Yes, with the Migo flow.
Not
like,
Hollywood.
Okay.
Not Hollywood husbands Nick Cannon.
Dude,
not
house Hollywood husband guy.
Nah.
Him
nah.
Wilding out, man.
So if there would have been better characters, it would have been good.
No, it would have been ass. They're still talking in rhyme. Like, what are you doing, bro? If anybody, I swear, if you can,
so
that should be a challenge.
I don't
that should
understand
be the new challenge.
Is it a movie about Chicago? Or is it a movie about rap?
It's a movie about Chicago and the violence of Chicago. And the girls had an idea to where if they withhold sex to stop the war. It's an old idea from an old Greek play.
Yeah,
that to stop
that.
The war, they withheld sex and then they stopped beefing with each other. So he took the old school of that and tried to mix it with the new school with Chi-Raq. Whether you like that idea, it's up to you.
Okay, so the dialogue would be from Shakespearean dialogue,
right?
So where they talk like that,
right? It's horrible.
I mean, I get the premise, but I don't think I like that either. You're right.
They need a hashtag Chi-Raq challenge. If you can watch that and make it through the end, you need to get some type of prize.
That's fine.
Garbage. Alright, moving on. I had to go on that Chi-Raq rant though. This shit was terrible. Billboard check, man. Them numbers in for Pusha T.
What did Push do?
Them numbers in for Chris Brown.
Because Push is being asked about release dates for good music. He's taking this president shit full-fledged. So what did Push do?
He streamed 6 million times.
What?
I'm giving you the stream number first.
Okay.
Record sales was 45,000 first week.
So with them streams equaled about a third. So that's 1.3. I ain't mad at that.
45,000?
Plus the 1.3 streams.
My name
you
is
paid
no
for them.
6 million streams.
Yeah, I'm saying so. We're giving that about a third of record sales, so he sold a million.
That shit, no. Okay, and my name is my
push like that. We add everybody else record sales in. Don't you do push like
my
that?
My name is my name. Did 74,000 first week.
How many streams did it do?
Probably a lot more than this shit.
No, I don't. 6 million streams?
Chris Brown has 17 million streams.
Who?
Chris Brown.
He beat somebody up last week, too.
Allegedly. His album did 184,000 sales.
It's Chris Brown, though. We R&B.
Yeah, so yeah, he another level.
Yeah, you know, like, if Pusha T did, give me the number one more
time. He did 45,000. Is that a failure?
Nah.
Because this is mostly B-side shit anyway, though. That's he said saying, that, like, too.
It's not an album.
And no.
If you're doing 6 million streams.
That's light work, though.
As Pusher T?
Yeah, he's popular. He's a popular in the internet community, dude.
Nah, dog.
He is. People that be on blogs and shit fuck with Pusher T. He popular
to people that can rap. Like, he's popular too? To rappers, people who love the essence of rap. He ain't no pop. Like, he not finna do no Drake and Future million week. That's not him.
He not.
I would compare him to, like, Jada Kiss and Jeezy and shit. The people who did shit like that the first week, I would compare him to them. If he did 6 million streams and that's Pusha T, I fuck
that's
with
not
that.
A lot. Not I in streaming.
I fuck with it, though. I fuck with that, though. I ain't mad at Pusha T for putting out an album with no promo and giving 45,000. That's Pusha T. All
right.
I give him that.
That's fair.
I don't like the album as much as I did when I first heard it, though. I can't lie about that.
Damn.
I just can't lie about it.
That's fucked up. Okay, real quick, man, before we get to this money, Complex had a list, man. 9 things that almost killed rap in the 90s.
Complex and a little list, man.
Oh, more on that later. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get to that.
Real quick, though.
We
have
to start dropping these on deck lists, man, just to squash them. On deckers, y'all support these on deck lists so we can get them complexes out of there.
Yeah, we gotta get them out of there. This one was halfway decent, man. They gave I ain't gonna read all 9 of these, it ain't that serious, but a couple that stood out.
Okay.
They said Hammer and Vanilla Ice broke record sales. That kind of blew it. They said artists needed to soften their music. What? They said clubs shut out performers. Rap lyrics faced punishments. That was a big one.
It happens every day, though.
It do, but like back then with 2 Live Crew in the 90s and shit, okay. Pac, all that. They also said major labels signed copycats in the 90s real heavy. That almost killed rap.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
We talked to Murphy Lee, and y'all will hear more about that later, but he said something about that, too.
Absolutely. That's a big one. Then they also said sampling got a lot of artists in court, so that almost killed it.
True.
So they had a couple of good points. They said women's roles changed in the 90s too, with Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown when they came along. It was totally different from Salt and Pepper and Queen Latifah.
That's true.
So they talked about that too. They had a couple of good points. Now to their shit list, though.
Okay.
So back to their shit list.
Okay.
They did their top 100, top 50, whatever albums of the year last year.
Mm-hmm.
They had Ray Shrimmer's album ranked 4 or 5 slots higher than Drake's album. Are you serious?
Which Drake?
If you're reading this, it's too late.
What are they basing it on? Impact or just like songs?
No, it doesn't matter what they're basing it on.
It does.
There's no way on earth that them niggas' albums
better. I ain't got no type.
Yes.
I ain't got no type. What's better than I ain't got no type?
Everything on Drake album.
Not far as sonically. I'm just talking about as far as you playing at the club. What you gonna play energy to that?
You could.
You can
ride through the 6 with my walls. 6 guys, 6 man. Are you serious?
Are you
booming down in South Gwinnett like Lou Will? Yeah, man, come on, dude.
Okay.
Like Ray Shrimmer.
They were innovative this year, though.
I like them. I fucks with them. They're like the new Crisscross. Like, I like their energy.
Okay.
I like all of that shit. They will tell you their album wasn't nowhere near Drake's shit.
Yeah, it wasn't better than the Drake album.
They had it like a top 3 album last year. Are y'all serious?
It was innovative, though.
Nigga, Crisscross did it 20 years ago. Dude, that ain't innovative.
Yeah, okay. They didn't do this.
Complex.
They young turn up guys. You don't me other than your favorite band, the Migos. You ain't got no young turn up guys, and they ain't as ratchet as Migos. So you they good for the kids. I could see that.
No, they don't have a top 3 album. We can't see that
until Drake does a song with Adele and Taylor Swift.
Damn,
that's it. When Drake do that Taylor Swift and Adele song, you're the king.
That's the budget for the whole album.
Hey, fuck it. That's all I need. Like, bro.
God.
Imagine if Views from the 6, no other features but Adele and Taylor Swift. It's over. Drake has won. He can bow out successfully. 20 million like Thriller. Like, we're done. One song. Adele, Taylor Swift, and Drake. And we might even throw some little Bieber ad-libs in there.
Oh, my God.
It's over.
I don't know if I want to hear that song, though. I ain't even gonna
Drake going to make it banging, though.
That's true. Good point.
Drake going to make it banging. I can't even lie. Like, they going to have very small parts except for Adele. She going to murder the hook. And it's over.
No, hold on. We're not letting Complex off this easy. Complex Magazine, dude. Y'all, Y'all need to lose y'all publishing license.
No, they need to hire us.
Or that.
Send that check this way. We'll send you the P.O. box in the email.
We'll give you a real
list. And we can help you with these lists because they're not good, Complex. They're just not.
Like, dude, like Shout Word Up Magazine is rolling over in its grave right now.
Shout out to On Deck TV, the whole network. We got a staff. Get it to us, and we will help you out, Complex. And if you're taking this as a shot, it is.
And now, and to further prove that point that y'all need help and it needs to come from us, mm-hmm. this song break is coming from an artist that we talked about this time last year.
Okay.
And ended up taking off in 2015. Yeah. This episode is going to be about our predictions for 2016. We just want to gloat about how we got this guy right.
Pop.
Tory Lanez just dropped a new project, two new mixtapes. One is the new Toronto, the other is Chicks Tape 3.
Boom.
We're going to play this new joint, Machiavelli, off that new Toronto. Check it out.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I pull out the Porsche, I jump in the Mazda, then it's the rhythm.
We going to be rich forever. Call the lawyer for the deal money. Where a nigga laughing to the banker, you would think the checks are looking real funny. Know a couple niggas that'll kill for me, couple bitches that'll steal from me. Niggas still love me, women still love me, cause they only get it true and real from me. I'm a full time job driver, poor nigga, but I give it to him. All this activist up in the Sprite, this shit was getting to it. I was sipping through it, I was with the Ruger, nigga really shooting, putting bitches all up in the Billy Coopers. Working to the I wrote a Vinador like it's a rental coupe. Boy, we the homicide when the mother guys talking down, talking about how we run shit, talking about how we shut it down. Came in with the whole thing of the old thing. Rope chain with the soul train. With the white girl, baby, cocaine. And you know the name, you know the name, Lord. Oh, God, boy, right now. Fucked outside, straight black mice. Oh, God, boy, right now. I own heat, no Pat Riley. Made $1 million, rap touring. I ain't talking no Kyle Lowry. Y'all nigga like the Ten Commandments. Always got 10,000.
Yeah, I pull out the Porsche, I jump in the Mazda, then it's the Ridge again.
We'll be rich, fam.
Oh yes, told niggas about Tory Lanez last year. I ain't mad at that.
Let me say, I was on vacation
for sure.
Coming a cat from New York. He said, "Dog, what you listening to? I can't get my Spinrella to work."
Was he DMX?
He had a little DMX. He had a little DMX vibe to him, but he was a little more clean cut. Right?
Okay, for sure.
I was like, man, I'm fucking with this Dave East right now. Ah, Dave East, that's my guy.
Put you on him too. Go ahead.
But he said, man, you know what? You check out that Tory Lanez. That's the new Toronto. I said, bruh.
Whoa.
That's what he said. And I told him, I said, bruh.
Ain't no new Toronto.
Drake is Toronto.
Period.
Unless the sick guy sign off on him, he's not the new anything. He's like, nah, bruh, listen to him. He spits. He's saying it.
Nah, he nice.
Tory Lanez is nice. I give you that. But what is the sixth guy going to do with him? Are you going to sign the OVO or are you going to get crushed? I mean, because those are the only two options, dude. You're not doing your own thing in Toronto.
That
Drake
new Toronto? Don't, because nope. You're implying
actually,
that there's an old Toronto.
Yeah, actually, he should stop saying that right now.
You need to change the name of that tape and everything to Toronto.
And with that being said, a lot of people have commented and said Tory Lanez is up next.
Yes, they have.
And we're going to get to that later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to get into our predictions first.
Y'all keep Drake in mind.
Absolutely. So, look, man, first things first, 2016, big year.
Yes. Y'all had to hear the predictions from On Deck.
Of course. So, we got a couple of topics here, man. We're going to go over the weather. Is this shit going to happen or it ain't going to happen, man?
Yep.
So,
cooler conversation we about to have right here for the On Deckers who looking forward to 2016.
Absolutely. First things first, New Year's Eve, man. You saw the picture go up with the aforementioned Drake, Lil Wayne, and Birdman.
Can Spike Lee get it? I told you so.
What did you say?
Can Spike Lee get it? I told you so.
For what?
The question ending the year last year, what's the biggest issue? And everybody and their mom, I never thought Wayne and Baby would break up. Oh,
right?
Wayne and Baby are beefing. Oh, no. This is business. As we seen on New Year's Eve with Drake throwing the OVO up, Wayne in the cut, Baby right there.
Yep.
Ain't no problems, dude. That's true. Everybody was calling for Birdman downfall. I got numerous texts. I got people telling me, "Oh, you flying the flag for Birdman? He's done. He's no."
You got on lugs right now too.
So I would. Hey, if I could hang with them on New Year's, we rocking the Birdman lugs.
Oh no, I can't have them though.
You're right though.
I'll kick it with Birdman, but don't give me them lugs.
I put flip flops on for right. No socks, no socks and everything. Since we in Miami,
I go in the club with no shoes on before I put them Birdman.
That's true. But with that being said,
for sure,
I did say people were prematurely writing off Birdman. And my point is proven.
So you're telling me, which he's leads back. Us to the question.
Well, actually, no, he's not even back. He didn't go nowhere. People just took that turmoil out of proportion.
So YMCMB is back in 2016.
It didn't go nowhere.
No, they left.
No.
YMCMB wasn't popping.
You seen the lawsuit?
What happened?
When Wayne suing, the lawyer suing
Wayne.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, for sure.
Dropped. Mm. And we talked to him. I hate to keep name dropping, sounding like, what is it, Phil Simms?
Right.
We had a conversation with Murphy Lee last night, and he said, Wayne and Birdman, I met both of them personally, they're like brothers.
Right.
And
father
it ain't.
Father and son.
Right. He said it ain't, father and son. He said it ain't nothing outside of a conversation and a check that's going to solve this.
And that's like, what
it ain't
like
no
happened.
Beef. It ain't no, I hate him, he hate me.
Right.
We finna do diss songs. We heard it straight out the man's mouth, Murphy Lee, who's probably dealt with this before with Nelly. You know what I'm saying? He's dealt with this.
Right.
Let's just step out on him and say he dealt with this. He said, man, it ain't nothing but a conversation because I know both of them and them dudes is family, just like I'm family with Nelly. And it ain't never going to be a money issue because he done so much for me.
Right,
and I'm
right,
sure
right.
Wayne feel the same way.
So,
and that's why I always feel like, nah, it's not no beef like that. Wayne just... Hey, what happened to this money? Oh, you don't know? Okay, well, let's see if the lawyers can find out. But they ain't got no problems.
So, what's next for them then? Are we going to get this Carter 5? Are they going to be back like Father, like Son Part 2? What's going to happen?
Now,
does that mean Drake and Nicki are staying?
Now, to me, it means Wayne is going to be a little bit more cautious in his business dealing, right?
How much do he got left? How many more max deals do Wayne got left?
No, ain't no more max deals.
Okay.
Just give me my money. I'm going to rap, I'm going to fulfill these contracts, whatever we got to do, and then let me do my thing as far as me being a grown-ass man, if I want to retire, if I want to just do crazy-ass rock tapes that you don't like, just let me do that, but I will fulfill my shit with you, and then we out of here. I think that's what it came to, baby, like, all right, you good.
I am so not looking forward to those, just let me fulfill my agreement.
Oh, they're going to be trash.
Woo!
You ain't got no more good Wayne left.
Yeah, like,
man,
that shit finna be some slow.
It's over for the good Wayne, brother.
All right, man. So maybe YMCMB is back this
they
year.
Back.
Who knows?
They back. I don't know about the Nicki thing with Meek and all that. I don't know how that's going to pan out. She might just end up leaving him and coming back, but I don't know how that's going
to
pan out.
Speaking of Meek, his Dream Chasers 4, he's been teasing for the last couple days. It's on the way. It's around the corner.
With a Drake diss on the back-to-back track.
He has a back-to-back song on the beat.
At this point, don't you just leave him alone?
First of all, he never should have started it.
Yeah, I mean,
so obviously,
yeah, that's general consensus.
So,
we know that.
So whoever is near this man is not telling him the business.
If I got a Dream Chasers 4 coming out, I don't want the back-to-back Drake diss to be the headline. Mm-hmm. Fuck Drake. I'm through with Drake. There's no more Drake dealings if I'm me. Yes, he's crushed me. Okay, I can still rap. That's what I should be focused on. Ain't no Drake diss, bruh.
Nah.
Who is beside dude telling him what's going on? Come
a
on,
deaf nigga,
man.
A deaf and blind person.
You gotta start punishing your team for that, man. You gotta start kicking niggas out.
You gotta put them in timeout.
Let these niggas cut these niggas' checks off. Okay,
that ain't gonna make them think, right?
It is.
Shit.
When everybody else got big boy diamonds and jewelry and they can buy bars at the club, and you sitting there like, let me get a sip, bro.
Nigga, give good advice, nigga.
Right,
pay nigga.
Pay. Do your part. Play your part, nigga. Then you gonna get a sip. You might even get a bottle with a sparkler. Your own.
Maybe.
God, Meek dispersed of them niggas around you. You know what? I really don't feel like Ross is giving him bad advice either. I feel like he wasn't around Ross enough. He might not even have been around Wale enough. Because Wale could have told him better than this.
Yeah, I agree.
Drop this shit, man. Do your Dream Chasers 4. Go back to your shit and you're done.
Omarion team moved better than this.
I don't know a team that don't move better than his except for, well, actually, Tiger team move better than him because he got the whole shenanigans going on without having a song.
So the question is, and this is a prediction that's up in the air, man. Will this Dream Chasers 4 bring Meek back, or would it go ahead and put the nail in the coffin?
I think it's just going to solidify him as an ordinary rapper for the rest of his life.
Damn.
Like, he going to be like
that's
Pastor.
That's like he might want to kill himself.
Listen, man, Pastor Troy. Give me some names, hold man. On. Just like normal rappers, man. Just doing this shit and making money off of it.
Like E4?
And I ain't not... God. Why you doing a boy like it?
Nah,
man?
I'm just saying, like you said, you're not knocking him. Okay. He's a normal. Okay, well, you're
E-40.
He eating.
Trader Truth.
Right. That's some, okay, I can see that. That makes sense. Stuff like that. He won't be a star.
Nah, no.
Okay.
The star shit over with.
What if it's a classic, though?
Man, how? Is he going to get Drake on there?
That's the only way
he getting a classic if he got Drake and Nicki on there. Not just Nicki either. Drake, you got to have Drake on there.
And Drake got to write Nicki first.
Nicki's been fucking with him, though. I was listening to a Dave East interview. We're going to get to him later, too. He said he fuck with me. Mm. He gave a great explanation.
That ain't enough, though.
Dave East tried to take off on him. He gave a real good explanation. Y'all listen to that Dave East interview on Taxstone, but he gave a good explanation as to why he felt like Meek didn't take a loss.
Mm.
I don't agree with it. But
yeah,
it was
he's
good.
Lying.
It was good, but I don't agree with it, but it okay. was good.
Next prediction, man. Boosie was just pictured on IG what's my man, dude who played Big and Notorious?
I hope he's not playing in the Boosie movie.
I heard he's playing Boosie.
Shut the fuck up.
So he gonna lose a lot of weight for the role.
Has to.
And get shorter.
Boosie. And get the Boosie fade.
Not and get blacker.
My Boosie ain't short though.
Oh, he ain't?
Nah.
Okay.
He's not 6'1", 6'2".
What? Boosie's not 6'1", dude.
I'm assuming. I don't know.
No, shit. We met him, dude.
He
not
was tall, wasn't he? He was taller than me. I ain't tallest nigga in the
You're
world.
You're 5'3".
I'm anybody 5'9", on normal average height for a male. That's what I am.
Oh, shit.
And he was taller than me. Well, he took like 5'10", 5'11".
He took a picture next to homie from Notorious, and it said, the movie Boosie is coming out 2016. We are casting for it now. Will that movie come out this year?
No.
So he just lied to us.
He being
optimistic.
Little optimistic. Now, what I will say, Boosie, one of the few rappers I feel like that could drop a movie.
No.
And people be receptive of it.
No. No.
And this
no.
is why I tell you this.
Okay.
Because if Boosie were to drop a movie, it wouldn't necessarily have to cover his rap career, right?
Not necessarily. I mean,
a Boosie fan or not even a Boosie fan understands the element in which what he raps about, where he come from.
For sure.
It's more, it's not about superstardom. It's not about I got this, I got that. It's about my lifestyle. Yeah, it's my lifestyle.
For sure.
You don't have too many rappers who are successfully able to elaborate that in tracks, right?
Okay.
So you get him wanting to do a movie, if he captures the right time frame, then it could be good. I don't need a Boosie movie to date, right?
Right.
But if I could get the young Boosie when his mom was a teacher and he was like, I know like the people that were in the verses and stuff. So if I can get some stories with Big Head, I can get some stories with Ivy, the kid that died, his homeboy that died, his best friend. If I can get some of those stories leading up to maybe when he got locked up.
Okay.
Well, when he first got out, it could work. I don't need it in the most. I don't look, but look though. Okay. We ain't going NWA with it, though.
Right? No.
Let's go straight to Netflix. I would rather it be a series like Pablo, 6 shows.
No, you're not gonna get Boosie no goddamn series. 6 shows, dude.
6. Come That's on. All I need is 6, dude.
That's 6 hours, man.
Right. That's what we need. You got to get a full story. You got to cut it off when he goes to jail. And when he go to jail, that kind of hit you with the, okay, I realize all the shit that I was doing. I could have been doing this. I could have been doing that. I was a successful rapper. I had all these people following me behind me. I still decided to make these decisions that got me put in jail.
I'm going to tell you what that reminds me of.
You get a learning aspect off of that. I don't need a 2-hour scrunch together movie or Boosie going in, getting out of jail in his like rap career. I don't need that. Like, give me the backstory. Then give me a part 2.
Oh, no, my God. You want the sequel?
The sequel is the movie. The first part of the miniseries.
Oh, my Lord. Listen. Sing to Hollywood, man. I gotta listen. No, don't. Listen. That reminds me of 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Hold on.
The end of his movie started when he started the rap career, but his shit was exaggerated greatly. And for that reason, I didn't need that, and I don't need this Boosie movie.
Tell me what you mean by exaggerated, like as far as what he did in the streets. What he did in the streets?
Yeah, like he pulled up to the Benz lot and like had the duffel bag of money, like just little hints.
Now there's my point. If you research Boosie on YouTube, you have that footage. I don't got that 50.
So I don't
footage.
Need the movie.
No. You need the movie to get the back scene. The conversation that he had with his homies. Yeah, like, Boosie was on trial for murder because niggas were saying that he ordered hits on them. Right. Like, you need, like, that's like a Godfather type story. You need that backstory. What were the conversations that were really had, whether they be true from Boosie eyes or just third party? Like, you need that. Yeah. With the 50 shit, it was all just basically about, I got shot 9 times and I turned into a successful rapper. I knew Supreme. Supreme didn't like me. He fucked with Ja. And that was the whole thing. Like, Boosie got a whole deeper story than that, right, where they even got to essentially elaborate on rap. More so growing up in Southside, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, right, and his story is trying to become a rapper. Now, when you get to that rap part of it, that's when you make the movie. I think this could be more so of a miniseries that could hit on something like The Wire, just giving you a whole new perspective of a place like Baton Rouge. Because most of his rap is about how corrupt the police is down there, the shit he had to go through, like being a drug dealer down there, being big, being popular, a lot of people knowing him, his problems with the police. You can throw that in a movie or throw that in a 6-hour series and people will like be like, I don't know who Boosie is, but this is a dope little storytelling aspect from a perspective of hip hop.
Man, wake me when it's over with.
That's because you don't fuck with Boosie. But if you looked at it, you would be locked in. You'd be like, man, this shit fire. I don't even know who Lil Boosie is. This shit fire.
Man, listen,
I'm telling you, dude. Just like Narcos. Whoever did Narcos, y'all holler at me. I'm going to get in touch with Boosie and we're going to put this shit together.
Listen,
that's part two of Narcos. We're going to get the bullshit narco cops from down in Baton Rouge that was trying to go hard on Boosie, and we're going to make this story. 6 hours. Spike Lee, director. Listen, I got you.
If all I got to do is stand next to a C-list actor and say that my movie is coming out for people to think that my movie is coming out.
Do not C-list.
What is he?
He's not even on the list.
Okay, if all I got to do is stand next to an actor who's not even on the list,
but,
and I can say that Animal Brown movie is coming soon, that's all I got to do?
I mean, but you're Animal Brown, though. You don't have,
I got a story to tell, goddamn.
You may, but you don't got numerous mixtapes and proof of it out there on DVDs like Bootsy do. Like, people want to know his story, though. Like,
I mean, boom, I ain't knocking that
out. He has a cult following. That's like
true.
If Gucci wanted to make a movie, he could do it. He can't do it right now like Boosie could, but Gucci could make a move in a couple of years.
That's possible.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and it's funny that you mentioned Gucci.
Well, before we mention Gucci,
okay,
since you don't want to see the Boosie movie.
Nope.
A living rapper right now who could make a movie, do you think that would work?
See, that's part of my problem.
What's your problem? They got to be living?
The living rapper right now.
How?
If I can follow you on Instagram, I don't need a movie about your life, dude.
I can name a couple, though.
Who? No. Only thing I would want to see is is like a Def Jam or something like it.
I'd love to see the Jay-Z movie. I'd love to see that,
I feel like we've seen it in his music. Jay?
Nah, but I'm saying the visual.
You know what I'm saying, though?
The visual to it, like,
streets is
we
watching.
Seen it in this movie, and we know the relationships maybe with him and Memphis Bleek, him and Dame. What about the relationship with him and your boy?
Who, Biggs?
Nah, what's the nigga name that don't like him now?
Oh, Jazzo?
Jazzo.
Yeah.
How did that start?
Who cares?
How did he meet Memphis Bleek?
Who gives a shit about how he met Memphis Bleek?
But look, though, you know why people care about that? Because Jay-Z is worth $400 million right now.
Probably more than that.
He didn't start there. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
okay, I see what you're saying.
There's a whole story to go to. Like, even before I get to be the president of Def Jam, the obstacles that I had to deal with before I got to this place. And I think people are interested in that. Jay, one of the few. I think Boosie, not to put him on Jay level, but Boosie got a whole nother story to tell. Another person I think could pull it off was Bun B.
Now, the UGK story might be dope.
Right, because, like, look, you got
that'll be hard.
You got Bun, you got even his partner has died. So right. You can go all the way up to the point where Pimp died.
That'll be hard.
So I take Bun B, I take Jay-Z, I take Boosie.
That's enough. That's enough.
That's it.
Anything else going to be on that 50 Cent, like, souped
that's
up?
That's going to be on the VH1 TLC thing?
I heard it. I mean, that wasn't that bad, though. TLC joint went.
That was
bad.
Off. What, the Leo
one?
The
Leo was small. Off.
Okay, it was off.
Yeah, TLC was actually not that bad.
Oh.
We don't need no more. We don't need no more. Especially if it's going to be made for TV. I don't need that.
I think I got
them
one
shits
more.
Usually be garbage.
I got one more. See, not made for TV. We're gonna do a Netflix style.
A well-produced Netflix movie of Jay-Z's life.
You ain't doing P that way?
Okay, now P, I will, because he's a mogul.
Because I don't want the P, like, I
need straight out of Compton P.
Nah, I don't want that, though. I want the six-hour miniseries, though, because P got a lot more layers than just that two-hour movie.
Okay, that might work for him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I need P in L.A. I need him going back to Cali. I need all of that.
I need a full season of that, P. I'm going to be all in.
Yeah, I need 12 episodes of that.
Full season.
12.
That's true.
Maybe even Baby.
See, now you just had to overdo
it. We can't do Baby. We can't do Cash Money.
Okay. Cash Money.
As a whole.
Yes. Okay. I don't need the Baby Solo
Not
movie.
Not the Baby Solo?
No, I don't want to know how he got his lugs deal. I don't want to know that.
I know how he got his lugs deal. He walked in there with a barrel of money and said, man, I need some lugs. That's all we got. It's all we got for you. Is lugs, my nigga.
Now, speaking of Gucci, man, okay. His 1017 Records Twitter or Instagram, one of those two, posted that he will be out in March. Soon after, all of Gucci Mane's Instagram and Twitter accounts got deleted, all the social media. Number one, will he be getting out this year? I'm not even going to label it to March. Will he get out in 2016? Number two, if he does get out, will he reclaim that Trap God title?
I hope he does.
Right now, that's future.
I say I hope he does, and that's not future.
You say he hope he gets out.
I hope he gets out.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think Future got the Trap God title at all.
Who got that? He got the belt.
Gucci is the Trap God still.
Like, you can only say that so long, man. Like, yeah. Gucci been heating up these motherfucking streets.
Gucci came out with a mixtape yesterday.
And who?
The Trap people.
Listen.
The Trapsters. Okay, they got it. You know what I'm saying? So, Gucci will never be replaced as his position as Trap God. in that essence. Like, If you got the upper echelon, the
crossed over a little bit.
Nah, not even crossed over, just a little bit more eloquent in their trapping.
Jeezy?
You got Jeezy.
T.I.?
I ain't never told my Jeezy. Did I tell my Jeezy story? Can we get off of that?
But what, we went to the show?
Nah, I was at a party.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Y'all tell you that?
You told me, you ain't tell the show.
Jeezy wouldn't take a picture with me, man. I kind of feel like sometimes some kind of way about that.
We set up the stage, though. Where was y'all at?
I was at the 12.
Okay, for sure. Nice-ass hotel.
Yeah, 12-5.
Nice hotel.
Upstairs at the 12 at the little party, right? Jeezy was chilling.
And you saw him across the room and y'all locked eyes?
We did not see him across the room. I was walking across the room, and I heard him say, the people that I was with, man, they kicking it over there. They having to kill a little holiday party. So I stopped. I said, what's up, Snow? I fuck with your music. I like the latest one. He said, much respect.
He said, keep it moving, nigga.
I would have hired him if he said
it. Chill.
No, I said, I fuck with your music. No respect. I've been with you since, you know what I'm saying, such and such. And I came to the 10th anniversary or whatnot. He's like, cool, man. I fuck with you. Nice. Corporate thug, and I see you in here. I went back to get a picture, though. He wasn't fucking
with me. I see. You can't double dip.
Can't double back. You try to take the picture right
dip,
then.
If the window is
you gotta
right
take
then.
You got to take the picture right then.
It's right then.
I really wasn't pressed for it, though. I was just more so, Jeezy, my nigga. So I'm
not, of course.
He dapped me up and everything. He was cool with that.
Nobody's knocking you for the picture request. The timing was horrible.
Okay. The comeback timing was awful.
Can't double back.
I was hot about
it. Because then you're going to sound like a groupie at that point.
Well, actually, I wasn't hot about it until some people that were with me were like, oh, that was that bullshit. He should have took a picture with
you.
They gassed it. And I thought about it for a little bit. I was slick hot, though. Because I done bought every Jeezy album. I'm talking about the double disc first. Yeah, I'm about to come shop with me.
Yeah, the double disc.
Yeah, I've been on come shop with me. I ain't tell him none of that, though, but I ain't mad at him, though.
Yeah, because I mean,
I was out for a little minute once I thought about it, but I'm over it now. Snowman, you owe me, dog.
Jeezy played his ass.
I done bought 7 Jeezy CDs, dude. I bought the Recession 3 times.
Does it make you any less of a fan?
Because
it hurts a little bit when you meet the people you really fuck with and they don't and respond like how you want them.
But I got it, though, because he was in there chilling. CeeLo was right beside
him. What, like a gal with him?
No. Okay. See, I wouldn't even stop if he was doing that. He had a gal or some nigga who I assume was like his manager or something. I don't know these niggas. But I knew who Jeezy was. But right. I will say he stopped. He talked to me for a minute. I told him about the podcast. He said, I checked for it.
He lied to you in your face.
Definitely lied to me in my face.
And denied you a picture.
And denied me a picture. That's what I'm saying. That's 2 strikes. So Jeezy still my nigga and everything. But like he got one. Like, if I see Jeezy out one more time and I can't get no picture, man. Like,
that's a problem.
I got to sell off. Gucci the Trap God now. Because Gucci... When I seen Gucci, fucked with us.
That's true.
Right? Like, Gucci was talking to us like he knew us from day one.
That's true.
He like he explained to us how he used to steal studio time.
That's what you
like,
should have told Jeezy. Huh? That's what you should have. Hey, bro, when I met Gucci, he talked to me, bro.
You're right. I should have said. I said
he'd been hot
when I met Gucci. He told me about how he used to steal shit for studio time. And
I'm hollering at you and you can't flick it up and one time for the
ground. And Chains was right there and everything. And he gave us the drop and everything. And he was fucking with us. I just want to let you know that, bro. I just want to let you know that. Just that's what I should have said. I just want to throw that out there to you. And when I met Tip, he was fucking with us too.
He was so like, you lose it right now.
He was like, what up, champ? You my nigga. Cool. Y'all work with Young LA. Cool. I fuck with you. Hand dapping and everything.
And Jeezy, you not giving me nothing.
Jeezy
right
didn't
now?
Give me a picture of nothing, though. He wasn't trying to do that. I get it.
You're sour about that.
I was for a second.
Free Gucci.
I wasn't at the moment. But right. I was after nigga was like, oh, he wouldn't take a picture?
Okay.
I'll be hot about that.
All right, man. Last one.
Regular schedule programming.
Last one before we hit this music break, man. We put in the chat room, man, who going to be next in 2016? We got a lot of different remarks. We did get repeatedly.
Numerously.
Was Young Post Malone. Now.
And I.
Real quick, we gonna talk about some other people that got named, and then we're going to touch on some other shit, but Post Malone, White Iverson, is he next? Do you predict a big year for him a la Fetty Wap in 2015?
You know what?
Fetty Wap had 3 songs in the top 10. He ran the radio, had big boy hits left and right, features, tours, whole nine. Mm-hmm. Can Post Malone be this year's Fetty Wap?
This year.
Is that a stretch?
This year's Fetty Wap, I'm not going to say he can't be that.
It's possible.
He white. let's just put the cards on the table. I don't know how to like, one thing I know, what he's trying to do, like, if he is this year's Fetty Wap, it's going to be in a hook status, right?
Probably. With the sing-songy.
But you know who's lurking, right? You know who coming back this year?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Nigga, the sixth god, motherfucker.
Nah.
Who? Oh, other than him, who?
Took a break off.
Who?
He was the hook king.
Who, T-Pain, motherfucker?
Till he came out and said he was gay.
Frank Ocean?
He's back.
But I'm not checking for that, though.
You not checking for it. Yeah. But niggas looking for dope-ass hooks is checking for Frank Ocean.
Nah, that's
and
not
he's
true.
Back this year.
He took it. He got a Grammy and shit. He too high. A ticket too high.
He took. Oh, you
a ticket
right
too high?
I don't know, but he got to get his feedback wet, though.
50 Cent got Post Malone on his tape.
Who?
50 Cent. Malone on that 50
see
tape.
Who? 50 who?
I mean, come on.
You
man.
Can't do songs with 50. Expect to be back. What was that boy name that we fucked with if 50 was working with him and we ain't heard from him since?
Zach Farlow.
Yeah, from the Ville. Shout out to Zach Farlow, man. Anytime you're in the A, holler at us. We want to get down here and see what you got going on. But I ain't knocking Post Malone. I'm okay with the White Iverson.
I'm okay with it.
Shout out to T and Air Sam, the homie. He loves it.
It grew on me.
Yeah, I mean, it has grown on me. We listened to it on New Year's on the boat.
I fuck with that Too Young, though. That I Don't Want to Die Too Young is my shit.
We had the Post Malone playing on the boat.
I can see that.
43-year-old white man walks by. You guys are fucking jamming. Y'all got the best music on the boat. During Post Malone. So I will say he got a chance.
He got a peel. He got a chance. So who else? Now we seen a couple of other names on there.
Okay.
We aforementioned Dave East. Shout out to me. I mentioned him around this time last year. Tried to put you on him. You laughed at me.
Tried to put you on him.
I said, check out this Black Rose tape. You said who? I said it's Dave East Black Rose. You said who? I said, fuck it. Just listen to it. You probably didn't ever listen to it.
That's a lie. I heard of Dave East before that though.
No, not before me.
That was me.
You're welcome. Who else? It was a couple of other people that
we got
a lot
of Bryson Tiller.
Ooh, I forgot about him. He done slick came out of nowhere.
We got a lot of Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, so y'all think he gonna take off from there? Of course, he the R&B dude. He was fucking with Timbaland. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. He done took the fuck off. Tour sold out everywhere.
Dude, he sang in a rap. He just sang.
Oh, just sang.
Okay, I know Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, he just sang.
Shout out to Brandon Black Biller, my guy. If Gucci really does get out in March, I can guarantee that he will collab with Future on a mixtape, and it will be monumental.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. That would be interesting.
Shout out to my chick Candace Evans, man. We go way back, South Nashville. She said, shout out to all the Nashville artists. They're going to do big shit this year.
Hell yeah,
so I'm
man.
Looking for that. I'm holding you to that. I'm holding all the Ville artists to that.
615, man. Yes, stand sir. Up. But yeah, so long story short, man.
Hold on, hold on. Let's read some more though.
Who you got?
I got my guy Ferris Bueller. Shout out to Young Decker, avid listener. He said he want to see Post Malone. What he gonna do? He want to see more of Bryson Tiller.
Everybody. God,
he named somebody named Kalani Evento.
Kalani.
Kalani Evento. He said he couldn't fuck with either of her projects because of singing, not really singing to me. But he thinks she gonna do alright. Who else he got on here? A couple people I don't know. Bass.
Boz. That's Boz, okay. That's J. Cole artist.
Okay, on that dream. He on that dream?
Right.
Okay, I heard a couple of
He on there. That Housewives, y'all niggas be talking the most, like that joint right there.
Nice. We got a nice one from Ernest Reed. Shout out to him. On Decker checks in every week. What he says is this. It's not absolutely a new people, but he says, I want to see Wale get away from MMG, honestly. I want to hear Crit come out with that statement album. He says, if Logic can sell 100,000, so can Crit. I don't want Cole and Kendrick project because I want Magic and Bird on separate teams.
That's real.
That's cool. Standouts and rookies can be unpredictable. Be honest, I don't really know how too many people, but I can keep. What did he say? To be honest, I don't really know many people, but I need a Kanye rap album, a Cole album with better beats. I disagree with the better beats because that Cole album was banging. It's a classic, so relax on that, Ernest.
No, Ernest, we need better beats. You're 100% agree. Right.
Let's talk about the MMG statement for a minute. Do you want to see Wale leave MMG this year?
I'm cool with Wale on MMG.
You like that?
Because Wale pre-MMG, I didn't like. And I liked him when he got with that ambition and shit like that. And I fuck with him on MMG. That's okay. I ain't got no issue with that.
Okay, so do you think Crit can sell 100,000 and shit?
Unfortunately, no. He's not that type of artist.
Can he be this year, though?
No.
Can he
get, he can't do unfortunately it. Not. And that's not a bad thing.
Okay.
Because he has a lane he needs to stay in. And if he goes over the 100,000, that means he done crossed over somewhere.
Shout out to Black again, FBG 1017, and Black Migo Gang.
Who are we looking for out of Black Amigo Gang other than Future? Unless you check for Scooter.
People check for Scooter, I assume.
What?
I said, I assume. A Bankroll Fresh we got.
Man, I'm disappointed.
Okay, Sam, I'm disqualifying you because you put Trav in here and Bankroll Fresh.
I see you, Bankroll.
No, they're not new.
I fuck with Bankroll.
You think they're gonna break out this year?
No, Bankroll had his chance with the ball like a hot boy, and I fucks with him. But these last two tapes been some slaw.
Shout out John Curtis, much love to him. Neville, we get to chill in the studio when we get to go holler at him. He said, shout out Cub, the cook-up boss, another Nashville representative. So
Cub,
look up Cub. We're getting a lot of Dave East, man.
Man, listen.
Okay,
man.
Sam Braden has redeemed himself. Tell me what you think about these, because these two are your favorite guys.
Talk to me.
Hopefully, J Electronica and Sci High the Prince will surprise the world with albums this year. What do you think, Animal Brown?
I don't need. I'm not a J Electronica. First of all.
Whoa. Sci High is who I'm talking about.
I fuck with Sci High.
So Sci High. Are we going to get a Sci High album with Pusha T as the president?
Sci High is no longer on Good Music. So
now that's breaking news. I didn't know that.
Yes.
You just let me know that.
I be on shit.
What is he, independent?
I assume so.
He better be.
He ain't on Good Music no more.
He gotta be.
So he's out of there. Like, yeah, unless Def Jam picked him up on some solo shit.
I doubt it.
Exactly. So we're not gonna, unfortunately, we're gonna get another above average Sci-Hi project that's not gonna last longer than 2 weeks, unfortunately, because he's dope as fuck. So he should be getting more clock, but it's just not gonna happen.
Okay.
I wish. J Electronica, people need to give up on wishing on that album. It's never going to come out. Just Blaze has, he's got it on his thumb drive somewhere, and it's locked in a fucking vault next to the Wu-Tang album. Dude, it's never going to come out.
I got a shocker that's never going to happen.
What's that?
Shout out to Michael Butler in the rap chat. Yes, I'm giving you a whole name because you said, wait for it.
Okay.
Stolly.
Oh, man. Bruh.
Any nigga that thinks Stolly is going to pop this year,
bruh,
you're done. Bruh. You're done with hip hop. Start listening to R&B. Wait on that new Frank Ocean. Listen to Dave Shireen, Dave Sharon. Like, just stick over there.
Ed Shireen.
I don't give a fuck what his name is.
Dude. Stolly?
Stolly.
Fam.
For real. He said Stolly.
Come on now.
He said Stolly, bro.
You got to, bro.
Michael Butler, you got to rescind that post. I may erase it out of this chat, bro. Like, tomorrow when you looked at it, it may be gone.
Shout out Michael Butler, appreciate it, man. Let's get to this music break real quick. Man, this is who I think gonna take off in 2016. If you ask the kid.
Okay.
Drake has already posted up a little video with a homie, Kodak Black from Florida. Then he dropped a new mixtape about a week or two ago. Very dope project. My favorite joint on the project is called Get Up. Y'all take a listen to this, man. See if he got what it takes. Hear you, Kodak Blizzak.
I ain't mad at Kodak Black, man. I'm on that wave, man. I fuck with the flow of the music, man.
Absolutely, man. Y'all go check that out if you fuck with it. New tape, what is it, Institutionalized, I believe is the name of it?
Institutionalized.
Yeah, man. Y'all Kodak. Check that out on your apps and shit.
Shout out my homie Trump Player. Send me that on the way to the Bahamas. Said, man, check this out on your trip.
Absolutely, man. All right, man, real quick, man. Quote of the week, man, comes from your man Future. He took to Twitter. And he let off some steam about his BM. He in it right now with his BM. He said, and I quote, "This bitch got control problems. I got to go through lawyers to see baby Future. The fuckery for $15,000 a month." He went on to say, "I just want baby Future. That's all. I've been silent for a year and a half. I've ran out of patience." Of course, the bitch that he's referring to is R&B star Sierra.
Okay.
Mrs. Russell Wilson, almost. Right. Are they engaged?
I think so.
Damn. Russ ain't waste no time.
Russ moved quick, man.
I see. He's trying to get them draws. He ain't smashed yet.
Man, first and foremost, let's clear it up right now.
He ain't smashed yet.
That's not true. No way you engage in Sierra without seeing what that pussy like. It's impossible.
That's number one. Number two, first of all, Future getting a lot of heat because, number one, he called her a bitch on social media. So, like, everybody's like, oh, my gosh. It was on Wendy Williams. It was on The View. I mean, no, not The View. It was on some other little daytime talk show shit.
If I'm Future, I'm loving that pub, dude.
Are you?
Man, I say bitch in my music all the time, man. Like, one.
But that's your baby mama. Though.
Okay, one. Future got 6 kids.
He got, like, 4 or 5.
He got 6 baby mamas.
How the fuck is that possible?
Like, this is not the first baby mama drama that he's dealt with, right?
I would presume not.
Like, you expect this right here, so
That don't make it any more or less frustrating.
Okay, like, I don't necessarily agree for him taking it to social media, being that she's Sierra, she dating Russell Wilson.
Right.
You ain't got to do that. He probably was emotional. But, like, this is what comes with the territory. You future. You beast mode. Like, you monster. Like, this is what you do to the hoes. Let her go deal to Russell Wilson, dude. Like, you know you're not finna get custody of your child. It's gonna play your music in court.
And it's gonna kill
you. You know what I'm saying? Like, take it how you can get. I don't feel like a beef with Sierra is where he need to be at right now.
And I think it is.
Like, come on. How?
No, because what's gonna happen is, he's going to ride this little wave right here all through 2016. He's going to come out with some type of diss song, or it's going to be a popular diss line about her. I'm telling you.
Do it, Future.
You heard it here first.
He's bigger than that, man. I don't need to be dissing Sierra. Have you seen Russell Wilson jeans? Like, you seen his jeans? I ain't got a diss, dude. Any gal that he's ever had, I can have if I'm Future. Including Sierra. Like, if I cut it down and I'm like, I'm finna be the nigga that you wanna be, she would leave Russell Wilson tomorrow. Like, you ain't gotta do all of this, dude. Like, just let them be, man. Like, as long, pay whatever you gotta pay for child support.
15 make sure bands.
And make sure I get my visitation. Like, that's it, dude. Like, that's how it go. Like, it ain't no.
Yeah, you're not winning that battle.
Yeah,
dog.
Like I'm saying, you Future. you're not sitting at home being able to take care of this child.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to hire babysitters and shit anyway. So see him when you can. Let her take care of him on her end. Make sure he good. Send him what you can. And make sure you there.
This like, the thing, though.
All that bullshit going at Sierra. Like, Sierra ain't got shit to do with this, man.
Like okay.
You made that choice, bro.
So say that. So I'm going to say it's going to be something like this. He's going to have some type of diss song. And the beat is going to drop out. And it's going to be along the lines on some... You know what I'm saying? You wasn't with me shooting in the gym. It's gonna be something like that. Like how Drake says about Kobe Gail. It's gonna be something popular like that. I'm telling you, it's gonna be a hashtag. It's gonna be something with it. And he's gonna ride that way.
Future, I ain't gotta do that though, man.
But it's gonna happen.
I got March Madness. I got DS2. Like I don't
Russell wasn't gonna be in the Super Bowl.
Right, that's him. Have you seen his jeans?
If he win the Super Bowl, he might get cussed.
Have you seen his jeans? Like that's my guy and everything. Like I called Russell Wilson when he was in college. I said he was gonna be a great quarterback. I fucks with Russell Wilson. That's my guy. But if I'm Future, like, dude, I ain't even on my level. You can have Sierra, dude. All I'm talking about is my kid. Make sure she ain't on the road with you, on the field with you, with my kid.
He's holding up that MVP Super Bowl trophy.
Then I gotta show up Free
he
Bang.
He gonna have baby Future in his
and
arm.
And I'm on the field with Free Bang Gangs. All of them.
And Black Amigo.
Black Migos, all of them. I need all everybody down here. Cause that little holding up my child in the trove at the same time ain't gonna fly. Nah, bruh. Play your part. Like really, really, Sierra's out of this. He need to have a conversation with Russell Wilson. This is acceptable and this ain't. If it ever get outside of these lines, expect to see me. Sierra ain't got shit to do with this. It got to do with me, you, and my child.
That's it.
So if I feel like you disrespected me, I'm going to come see you. You know what I mean? You get your offensive line, man. You get whoever you want to get, but I'm coming with more niggas. And I'm going to make sure that you ain't disrespecting me or my child nowhere. And that's the end of it. I ain't got to do no diss songs, man. Like, I ain't even got to acknowledge Sierra no more. Because all I'm worried about is my child. So, like, if he acknowledging her, calling her bitch, and let me know some kind of way you sour about it. Me, personally, if my bitch left me for Russell Wilson, you can have that nigga.
Super Bowl MVP,
you
Russell
can
Wilson.
Have that nigga. The same nigga that threw that interception Super Bowl. That nigga, yeah, take that nigga. With the Hawaiian shirts and the mom jeans on, yeah. Have fun, dude.
You'll be back to me in no time.
Exactly, yeah. Dude. You'll be back. Come on, man. He ain't got to throw shots at them. I just want my child. I just want to see my child on a regular basis. That's all you got to say, dude. If anybody ever asked me about Sierra, if I was I don't know. She
no comment.
Dude. Yeah, my child though, he good. He great. I seen him last night. We FaceTime. I just sent him the big boy. I just sent him the big boy designer shoes. He looked just like me when he dressed up. All that, man. He ain't dressed like Russell Wilson. I'm making sure that I put somebody on staff to follow them to make sure that nigga ain't walking out the house in them Hawaiian shirts and them ugly jeans. And then what did nigga have on, some Skechers?
I don't know what them were.
Yeah, come on, dog.
He had them Joe Montana Skechers on.
Man, listen. Long as my son ain't taking no influences from dude, I'm good.
Man, moving on. Question of the week, man, before we get ghost dog. Kanye dropped a little joint New Year's night or New Year's Eve, whichever one you want to call it. He dropped a song out of nowhere, man, called Facts, where he sent hella fire shots at Nike saying Yeezy jumped over the jump, man. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, that brings us to, okay, when is that Swish album coming out? Is it near? Is it not? Who knows? Got us thinking, though, man. He got a mean little catalog, real low key. Kanye has either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's got 8 either solo albums or group efforts, Watch the Throne, and, of course, the Good Music compilation. Best album, worst album?
Graduation.
That's his best? Yeezus is his worst?
Yeezus is...
Nah,
it's not just his worst. That's the worst rap album I've ever heard in my life.
You ain't heard that kid cut it, then?
I don't want to. Because if he had anything to do with that Yeezus, I definitely want to.
What number
his best album, though?
Number one, Graduation is complete piff.
I don't know who it was. It may have been Ferris Bueller, but somebody put it out perfectly. Like, that was, you could hear the hunger in Graduation. Like, y'all didn't believe me. Y'all didn't think this polo pink shit was going to work. Y'all didn't think a nigga with his jaw wired shit who wasn't no thug was going to come in here and kill it. And I did. And that's all Graduation is about. And I loved it.
Shout out Ferris Bueller. He said Graduation is his best 808s and Heartbreaks is his worst.
Whoa.
He said he was at his peak. The production was at a higher magnitude. I liked 808s and Heartbreak, though. I ain't gonna lie. I thought that was solid. It's better than I thought. I double backed. I thought it was better. Big shout out to Alvin Cooper. He said, "My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was his magnum opus and one of the greatest hip-hop albums ever crafted." After that, you got Graduation, College Dropout, Yeezus, 808s, and Late Registration. Late Registration is not last. It's banging as well.
Can't no way that's after Yeezus.
You got Yeezus fucked up, though.
No.
James Reagan said, "My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is the best. Yeezus is only last by default because his worst is better than a lot of people's best." You're absolutely right, Mr. Reagan.
That's wrong.
Thank you, sir.
What is Yeezus better than? What is it? What is Yeezus better than the Pimple Butterfly?
Yes.
I'm out of here. Game over. Show's over. We're gone. You may easiest not hear from question. Us again, dude.
That's the easiest question somebody I've ever been asked.
Reagan, you, James Reagan, if you're listening, you comment to this and you tell me, is Yeezus worse than To Pimp a Butterfly?
No, because To Pimp a Butterfly is trash, man.
It's frying at Yeezus, though. Like, what's the difference between that bad and Yeezus bad?
Yeezus is only 10 songs.
Oh, so you mad because he had a lot of good songs?
No.
Kendrick had a lot of good songs?
Actually, it's 11 songs, excuse me. Yeezus is just better, dude.
That's not true, man.
It's all. I mean, it's just, that's all it come down to it.
I don't see how you could like Yeezus and not Pimp a Butterfly.
Shout out to the homie Twan, man. He said, "Late Registration, Graduation, Dark Twisted Fantasy, and College Dropout. Crazy thing about these albums nice are folk. They are all straight through except for the Kanye Workout Plan song."
Nice folk. Nice photo.
He's right, because I listened to Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy when I was in the city on the holiday. Shout out Locke, shout out Hove. We was riding. That motherfucker is straight through. It's one song at the end that's some slaw, that's it.
It's bang.
But that motherfucker is fire, though.
It's bang.
So y'all be on the lookout, man. Maybe we get that switch this year. Maybe we don't.
Hopefully not.
What new music that is out? There's a couple of tapes out right now, man. K-Camp, Yo Boy.
Who?
He got a new mixtape, KISS3. What does KISS stand for?
Cousin, man.
K-Camp fan?
I came, therefore the am is she.
She's a K-Camp fan?
Yes, and it's amazing to me what the younger generation is like. She's like 22.
29. Ah, okay. I mean, that's fair.
Her favorite rappers are Future and Young Thug.
That makes sense. If she's 22, that's cool.
And if I told her to choose between Future and Young Thug.
And?
She chose Young Thug.
Young
Thug is her favorite rapper. I was hurt. I think she's my blood, man. That's my blood.
She young. 22, though, man. I'm not mad at that.
Young Thug?
He's some slaw. Now that's my favorite. If I'm 22, he came
that's her favorite rapper.
I don't know, man. I'm washed, man. I don't know.
I'm clearly washed.
Gucci Mane, East Atlanta Santa 2 is out. Kaz. A couple of people mentioned Kaz in the who they think gonna blow in 2016. This is also J. Cole artist. He has a new project called Nothing Personal out.
Cold killer. And if y'all ain't seen that documentary,
oh my God.
Do yourself a favor. Look at that. It'll change your life.
He's got three documentaries leading up to his live show on Saturday. His show on Saturday.
If you want to do anything with your life, you need motivation, you want to see how somebody else took their dream and turned it into something that they like
are passionate really, for and live
like,
for.
Really had a passion for, made a living off of, and were successful at it. Selling 300,000 records their first week. Man, look at that HBO special on J. Cole. It's special.
It's a three-part series leading up to his show that airs this Saturday. Watch all three of those episodes now.
That is a special documentary.
As soon as you stop this episode, pull that shit up on YouTube right now.
Please. Like, you will be a J. Cole fan at the end of the day. You ain't got to listen to none of his music.
It's going to make you want to double back, though.
You're going to fuck with him as a person. I had to go listen to that Forest Hills Drives. After that first episode when they went in the house.
Yeah, that was
listening
hard.
Listening to the CD.
That was hard.
I had to go back.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I had to.
Y'all check that out. Also, you try to leave off. My guy, Boosie, does have a new tape out. Y'all try to sleep on it. They try to sneak it out on Apple
Music. I know that.
They didn't want to give us no promo. Yeah, you knew.
I know that.
It's called In My Feelings / Going Through It. It's back to real Boosie. Life story for life story. The best person doing it. Check out them songs, man.
You just gave it 5 mics that quick.
Yeah. 2, Cancer, banging. 3, Stressing Me, banging. Smile to Keep from Crying, number 7, banging. Forgive Me for Being Lost, banging. Roller Coaster Ride. This is the Boosie that y'all was looking for before he got locked up. That was Life Story for Life Story. Please check that out if you're a Boosie fan.
Also, if you're a Freeway fan, check out his new tape. Who? Freeway.
Boosie with Freeway? That's what you're going
to
do?
That's the last one on the list. God, Freeway, man. Fear of Free Planet.
That's disgusting. Check out that Boosie, man.
And, of course, man, during the credits, man, before we get out of here, like every year for the past 10 years, yo boy Skills.
Yeah, we got to let y'all have that Skills. Also, too.
2015 wrap-up.
Hold on. I knew you going to hate this.
What's that?
Shout out MVP. Shout out J-Hove. I will give you your props.
What's that?
Cam Newton.
Yeah, he shook it.
MVP, he shook it this year.
If but you want.
Best part of his year is his new commercial with my motherfucking nigga, 2 Chainz, that watch out, playing in the back. Stiff arm. Watch
shit.
Out, bitch.
Fuck.
Watch out, little hoe. Damn. Yes. I see you, Cam. You do it, Chainz. Watch out.
Calm down. We played that early
so
on here, too.
I'm so hyped when I seen that commercial.
We played that early on here, too, but it's all good.
Cam just got on it. Shout out to Cam. I just hit my dab on y'all. Yes.
And with that being said, we're going to see y'all next week. What you got on deck for the weekend, man?
Other than
this J. Cole concert.
Planning and strategizing to do. My bro coming in town. We got a lot of business moves to make. We got to hook up, get some name things going. You know what it is this weekend, man.
For sure.
It's
going
to be a big year, man. Y'all look out for that.
I will be locked in on HBO Saturday night. J. Cole homecoming concert will be on. I will be watching that shit.
I have a big screen over my house.
Hey, man.
Let's just do that.
I'll be there, dude. I got to see it.
My house for the J. Cole, because it's my guy. That's my,
shit.
You know what? I've came to the conclusion while I was on this cruise
that
J.
You're
Cole
a stan.
Is my favorite rapper now.
Really?
Yeah, J. Cole my favorite rapper. After the documentaries, going back, listen to that 1401, listen to that Truly Yours 1 and 2, J. Cole is my favorite rapper.
You rock with him more than Tiger?
Who? I don't know who that is.
I fuck with J. He moved up on my list, too. I'm going to be honest.
Dude is real, man. I fuck with dude.
I fuck with them too, man. Again, man, stay for these credits. Check out this Skills 2015 wrap up, man. We'll see y'all next week.
Yes, and as always, it's the On Deck TV podcast. Rate, subscribe, listen. We need all of that, man. Big shit for 2016.
Boom, bye bye, people in me your ear. It's time to say goodbye to the previous year. The highs and the lows, let's get it in gear. The 2014 wrap up. You know why I'm here. Wait.
Listen, folks, let me just take control of this. This is exactly what's on the card. I will take responsibility for this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake. Still a great night.
I meant 2015. I'm sorry. I meant 2015 wrapper. Boom, bye, bye, people in me your ear. It's time to say goodbye to the previous year. The highs and the lows, let's get it in gear. The 2015 wrap up, you know why I'm here. Pats won the Super Bowl off a terrible play. You asked me, the Seahawks really gave it away. And the wait was over to see 50 Shades of Grey. Chicks was all hype, guys was like, okay. In typical fashion, the left y'all wanting more. It came and it ended and you still ain't get yours. Brian Williams' line had him leave even at desk. And I never really cared about the color of the dress. From Hillary's emails to Eddie on SNL. And they blurred the pockets of Robin Thicke and Pharrell. Charlamagne changed. They say he on that fluid. We've been saying lighten up for years. I ain't think he'd actually do it. Zayn hit One Direction with a good and a bye. I got an Apple Watch too and I still ain't sure why. Trap Queens hit the scene. Fetty Wap on fire. And if you wasn't watching Power, it was probably Empire. Cookie and Lucius was doing the most. If I ever had real beef, I called Tommy and Ghost. Y'all dipped and whipped and brought the nay-nay back. You still slaves to your phones, cause now you on Snapchat. And Rachel was white, but felt like she was black. I mean, don't we all know a white girl like that? And the cops still killing us, you can't deny it. What they did to Freddie Gray caused an all-out riot. It's us against them if you look at all the factors. From Black Lives Matter to All Lives Matter. Agree to disagree, but I tell you this much. Yeah, Black Lives Matter, but they only matter to us. Between falling and fighting, Diddy got it together. And Creed was actually better than Pacquiao and Mayweather. Taylor and The Weeknd had a hell of a year. Caitlyn Jenner told Bruce, bro, I got it from here. I think Bruce figured it out. Like, I gotta be a badass bitch if I wanna win in this house. Sierra and Russell Wilson wasn't f***ing around. They wasn't shooting up black churches, they was burning them down. And Trumped us all, I say it again. It's all fun and games till that fool actually win. And the other candidates, we wasn't listening to you. But that uptown funk kept giving it to you. Y'all hopped on hoverboards and kept busting your ass. Down goes another one like a Confederate flag. Dre finally dropped the album, that move was trill. Cosby thing ain't over, they still coming for Bill. Best flick straight out of Compton. The movie was ill. Beef for the year would have to be Drake and Meek Mill. And I remember when them two dudes was friends. Drake got him with the bars, but the memes didn't, man. You can't win on the internet, and that's the facts. After that, the whole world was singing back to back. Bieber dropped the hit and got back on track. Bro, y'all look so whack in them flat cowboy hats. And raving comments had me crying. I'm like, Raven, why you lying? A lot of hope when the Pope came through the hood. And Nicki called out Shorty like Molly was good. 50 and Ross found a way to collide. Lamar Odom did too much, man. He almost died. And y'all gonna have to prove it. Social media, where you can say you praying, but you don't actually do it. And shout to the little kid that made that clock. Be thankful they ain't trying to kill you at a traffic stop. And that chick in Kentucky had everybody vexed. Wouldn't approve of marriages. They had the same sex. Divorced 4 times. 3 different guys. I'm thinking, damn, why you ain't try the other side? Letterman left. Deflate Gate on the scene. 2 things that get you sick. Chipotle and Charlie Sheen. ICE is still here trying to take our freedom. And everybody singing about their hotline blinging. Adele said hello and Kobe said goodbye. And y'all lost your damn mind over Patti LaBelle pies. Back to the Future Day? Yeah, that was a trip. Oh, you want Kylie's lips? Watch out a little bit. And I'm dabbing right now since the world is watching. What they say? You do what you want when you're popping. Steph couldn't miss. Rhonda ate that kick. Y'all went from saying Fleek to saying everything's lit. And rappers making wrap-ups? Yeah, y'all funny. You ain't got the antidote, so tap my money. And Jared from Subway? Coming for kids. And they ain't swallowing footlongs for 15 years. They redid The Wiz. Amy Schumer got big. Kim and Ye had Lil Saint. Bro, listen to the kids. These random attacks? Gotta change something. Cause every other day somebody dying over nothing. Just love whoever you come across. A big R.I.P. to everybody we lost. Celebrate life and just live, my friend. Ask Cali, cause they don't really wanna see us win. Mad Skills reporting live from the scene, and that's the wrap up. Welcome to 2016.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.